When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So no fancy intro for this podcast. I'm going to be straightforward with you. If you are a struggling trader or a new trader, this is a must listen. One of the most amazing interviews I've ever heard. Let's go.
Thanks for coming on. For those who don't know who you are, Raf, just tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. First of all, I am not English native speaker, so I thank you in advance for any your patience if my words doesn't come up fluently.
What's your native language?
Spanish.
Your English is better than my Spanish, put it that way.
Okay, well, first of all, my name is Rafael Rodriguez. I was born in Venezuela, now living in Ecuador. I'm 49 years young. I come from a stable family. My parents were raised in a time when people looked to work for a company that guarantees retirement. This is the kind of mental programming that me and my brother got.
So industrial revolution type mindset, right?
Yeah. In fact, my fathers are teachers at university.
Right.
And they got retirement from that, area. As far as I remember, since 2002, and I'm trying to get in some activities, in some secondary activity that where can I get money from as a secondary income? But so far I have not yet succeeded on that. I'm not succeeding on that yet. My first time in Forex was in May 2010.
2010?
Yes. I have to say that I'm one of those people that some advertisement appears on internet saying, hey, just invest $2,000 and you will get $200 and you will get $20,000 in 1 month. I'm one of those by that time.
Yeah.
My speech here, Jason and everybody, might not sound as some others that I saw on the recorded sessions, that most of the people seem to have the things under control. I am not one of those persons. This is why I'm here, looking for help and support and guidance.
You're in a great place, let me tell you that. I don't know one other place I'd rather be if I was in your position. And I know I'm biased, but I can definitely say that with hand on heart. And if I was struggling with my trading and I found this community, I would be over the moon. And you're definitely in safe hands. So let's get a bit into the little problems here then, because 2010, what happened? What happened in 2010, first of all? What was your experience? Let us know. You don't have to name companies or anything like that, but just let us know what the experience was back then.
Okay, basically, in that first time that I met Forex, I was supposed just to follow their instructions. Buy this pair, sell this pair, and follow the instructions.
Like a signal service.
Yeah. And with no knowledge at all needed. And the result was the first account blown up. As now I understand, it was naturally to happen. Then in 2011, I got involved with another Forex community, didn't attain the desired results either. And I decide to leave Forex. I said, no, this is not the way where I will find my second income. Mm-hmm. Keep looking. Second time, my second period in Forex started in 2013, when somehow, you know, that internet is always listening to you, is smarter than some of us. An email with the name Jason Stapleton come up. And this is when I joined another community where I met Jason Stapleton, Akil, Charles, and Darren.
Yep.
And then in 2018, when T1T was born, I started to follow it because I was following Akil. Wherever he goes, I was following him. Yep. And this is when I knew about you. I didn't hear about you, Jason, before. And since then, I have been following T1T, although I keep contact with Charles on the previous company. I was still in communication with him, sending him some emails, asking some questions. Because of I'm a full-time employee in a worldwide telecommunication company, I still have only one income. Yeah. And just now in 2021 is when I could afford to register to this community.
Right. Okay. So in 2010, can you tell us how much money you lost? Like how much?
It was like $7,000.
$7,000, right, okay.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a considerable amount of money for most people. How did you feel after that? You said you went 2013, you kind of started following Jason Stapleton and Akil. Like, what was your thoughts after? First of all, let me say this. I've read a lot of books, and not one of the books was about you have to have no knowledge to earn money, right? So if there was ever a vehicle for generating wealth where you had to have zero knowledge and you just copy this, copy that, I don't think that's out there just yet. If it does ever exist, then I'm sure I'll be doing a YouTube video on it or something, but definitely not. Second of all, not being empowered and in control of your own actions and just following someone else, that's what happens when we're disempowered in a certain area of life. We get controlled and bullied by someone else. We were talking about this in the live room, and that's essentially what was happening, right? You wasn't empowered in controlling your finances yourself, and you was being bullied and manipulated by someone else who was overpowering you.
Yeah.
And as a result, you lost £7,000. So what happened after that for you to then get another taste for it? Because, you know, you've obviously got a genuine passion for it. Did you say you was in a telecommunications company?
Yes.
You're an engineer?
Yes, I am graduated in electronic engineer.
Right. Okay. So same as me. So is it the love for the markets that got you back in, or did you admit some home truths about yourself, knowing that that's not the way? You know, there is a way, but it's not that way. And what was going through your head?
I mean, I'm not sure if I get the question. Can you repeat again?
What made you get back into it in 2013?
Okay, it is because I was still looking for another option, as it was mentioned, how can I get a second income? And I couldn't find another option that allows me to, because I didn't have money, a big amount of money to invest on a business or a regular business, or I could not find a partner on any other area to start to develop a business. So I said, Forex, I don't need too much money to invest. I knew that this was a very bad first experience. I knew the errors that happened, the mistakes that I made on that first time, I said, no, there should be a way to do this properly. I know that there are people that are successful in this. Why I cannot? And I'm putting that together with my desire to get rid of that lifestyle, to struggling make and meet monthly. I said, no, let's have a second try on it. And still not success, but every time I'm realizing mistakes that I'm making and trying to eliminate those to narrow mm-hmm. my path.
Great. So that is the goal of every trader, is to minimalize their mistakes. And that is, it's an ongoing process. But what are some of the things that you found that you were doing wrong? You know, what are the discoveries that you made that you've stopped doing now because you know it doesn't work?
This is I have identified technical issues. For example, I used to move my stop loss. I was victim of fear and greed, that kind of regular mistakes that the rookies tend to do on this industry. But I am in the point where, if you allow me, I will show to the community a picture.
Definitely.
Let me get the picture. Here it is. Share screen. Here I am.
Yeah. I hope the picture is suitable.
Yeah, it is. Let me know if you see it.
I can. Yep.
This is how I feel at the moment.
Right.
I mean, because in all these years, I have been learning a lot of technical, let's call it theoretical things. Yep. From the courses that I took from the other company, I know a lot of things, but I feel that I have a bunch of pieces in my hand that I still have not realized how to start to assemble the puzzle, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we talk on the live trading room, I mean, I cannot say 100%, but let's say 70-80%, I understand everything that we talk, and I say to myself, okay, that's logical. This is the way it should be, but still, I'm not getting what I want.
Okay. So we were talking about this in the live room, right? It doesn't matter about the next trading system or the next platform or technical indicator, or, you know, I actually posted on my social media this week about this image, what you've literally just shown me, which is quite strange, about a guitar. A new guitar doesn't make you a better guitar player, right? And, yeah. And it's the same with trading. It's the same with business. New tech won't make you a better business owner. New trading indicators or platforms or PCs won't make you a better trader. It all has to come from you and your dedication to actually proving to yourself that you can actually get a result. And that comes from, a lot of that just comes from self-worth, believe it or not. It comes from you believing in yourself enough to say, look, I can actually do this. Now, would it be fair to say that there is some self-doubt going on that is resulting in this? Is there some self-doubt or doubt from other people, or, you know, what's share with us some thoughts on that?
I mean, sometimes I have to admit that sometimes I said, I mean, this is not what I should be. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. I'm not as good as some other people that I knew they are successful in this. But then I thought, okay, calm down, take a deep breath. You have going through a lot of things on your 49th life. you have solved problem. I have overcome some other financial issues, lost money in another not Forex, but another business development try. But I mean, I'm smart enough. I am the one among a million spermatozoids that reached the ovals in the belly of my mom. I mean, and sometimes I'm on this emotional roller coaster. No, I'm not good at this. That I can do it. I mean, let's go on one more try. No, but I'm not getting not even enough success to push me to feel more confident. No, but you can try. You know, that kind of roller coaster. In fact, what I need at the moment, I have realized that, is just to break that circle, that no success, no belief in yourself, and move to the other circle. I wrote it somewhere here, this one. Develop skill, good resolve, self-confidence. This is the circle where I want to be. So I need something to push me to jump from this negative circle to the positive one.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question then, because you're right. Like, this is how I look at everything. This is time. Time is the most valuable asset we have. What, the planet's 4.3 billion years old. It's taken you 4.3 billion years to have a 400 trillion to one chance of being born. You're going to live for 80 years, which is literally a, you know, and most people spend that 80 years worrying about what everyone else is saying, and not giving themselves permission to actually go, what, you know what, this is my party, I'll do what I want. And that, believe it or not, is what holds so many people back. And there's absolutely no need for it. You know, it's a tragedy. So my question is, why do you want to trade?
I mean,
why do you want to be good at this? Why do you want to get good at this?
What drives me on this journey is, as I mentioned already, I mean, I have not found any other business option that can help me to relieve from my financial stress. This is the way I call it, struggling to make ends meet. Because regular business, you need a huge investment. And also, you don't have a guarantee to succeed. Okay. And why I choose Forex? Somehow the initial thing that attracted me to Forex was the low initial investment that you have to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're able to succeed on Forex, this is something that will demand time, but not as much as a regular business that you have to be always standing, waiting for the customers to come up, say, hello, welcome, what can I serve to you? That kind of stuff. In fact, I have a failure on a restaurant business with what a friend. I lost $20,000 in that try.
Okay.
This is what I thought. I mean, there should be a way on Forex to do that. You don't need too much money to invest on as
but you can't keep telling yourself that now, because you've lost £7,000 and you've probably spent much more than that now. So it isn't a cheap price to entry, is it?
Yeah.
So that's no longer that.
But it was worse in my other experience. I lost 20,000.
Right. So it's cheap. Okay. So it's cheaper than that.
Yeah. And also during this time, I mean, I feel I like it. I like these financial things. I like this learning about this market. When I listen to you and Akil talking about stocks and all the things, like, wow, that's an amazing word. But calm down. Don't go so far. Just stay here with Forex. You're still struggling with Forex. Don't think that is that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, you've been trying for 11 years. And there are people that do it in 3 years, 2 years, right? So what I'm interested in is trying to identify what I don't think it's. I don't think it's just the money to go into trading. I think it's deeper than that. I think it's a belief. And you've just mentioned financial stress. I'm very much of the approach of relieving your animal brain in order to earn higher degrees of risk. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you're happy with your personal finances and you've got that under control, if you've got, some savings maybe, because here's what happens. If you don't have that and you go into trading, you're essentially trying to bring in an income with a time-based pressure. So you're trying to quickly achieve a result that requires a lot of work. And if you're in that position, it actually stops you getting the result. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like a vicious cycle, because if you need to get something, you go into scarcity mode. You're trying to master something that's very, very complex. And it's the last thing that your brain is ready to take on board, because the lower part of your brain is very binary. It's just binary. It's ones and zeros. It's decision, decision. It can't handle complexities of trading. It can't handle, it's not as adaptive as someone who's calmed down that level of their brain and can live, that is not going to lose their shirt if they lose their income for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. So I have to say, yes, I do have some savings. And you're right when you said that I have some pressure. Because now I'm in a time of our life when my first boy will go to the university.
Right.
So what I want, what I decide to start something years ago, because I wanted to, by that time, I have much more savings to support him on this new phase of his life that he will start. I do have some savings, but I still have that worry. Will that be enough? Because I have a second kid. Is in 2 years he will go to the university also. So I'm starting to get worried about that. But on the other hand, trying to use that fear as a fuel. Say, okay, I have to do something, because for sure, if I decide not to do anything, guarantee that the money will not be enough. And maybe my big mistake is I'm always talking about money, and letting some basic things or more important things beside, but this is the main worry at the moment. If I not do anything, for sure I will be in trouble when these two kids will be at the university. That's why I'm still trying to do something. And the belief that I have so far is that, there should be something here in Forex. I am doing something wrong, but I am still trying to identify what it is. In fact, related to that, I have to say that when I was in contact with Charles in the other company, I said, okay, I will go back to the basics once more for the second or third time. I don't remember. And I start to do everything again from the very beginning. New structure high, new structure low. And I was emailing Charles, hey, Charles, I have this doubt. How can you help me to clarify that? And we have some sessions. I really appreciate Charles, that help that he gave to me. But I mean, it might sound incredible, but I have been backtesting. I mean, not say backtesting. I have been trying to backtest, checking some behaviors on the chart, but I still don't know what I'm looking for. I still don't know what I'm looking for on what I'm seeing. And I have been with the same Excel sheet for 1.5 years. So just getting notes. Okay, this happened here. This reached 61A. It was a double top, double bottom. RSI was oversold or overbought. But I'm still checking, taking notes, but I'm still don't know what I'm looking for on that. I know that there is something there. 1.5 years doing a back testing.
Okay, look, here's, I want to talk about the trading side of things, but before I do that, one of the biggest problems that I can see right now is the pressure that you're putting on yourself to do something for someone else, whether that's your kids or whoever, and you're not doing it for you, or you might be doing it for you, but if that creeps in, if that's the first thing that came to the front of your mind and you had to tell us about you need to put your kid through university, that's not the best position to be in terms of you learning something and mastering it, because you're not doing it for you. And we're all doing things primarily for ourselves. And you can't argue with that, because we're born on our own, we're surviving, right? So we need to look after ourselves. If you're trying to achieve something so that you can put someone through university, the approach that you're taking to that will have the opposite effect from what you want to get out of it. So your kids are now watching you potentially having a hard time with money and having a hard time mastering something. So the better example is to just focus on you, give yourself permission to do it for you and enjoy the process a little bit more. Take that pressure off and maybe explain to your kids, look, this is something I'm trying to learn for myself, and not have that burden of university fees on your shoulders and trying to generate that from trading. Because is that what you would like to portray onto your kids as the right thing to do for their kids? You know, would you like your kids to suffer to put their kids through university? And it's a tough question, but I personally wouldn't. I would never want to feel like I'm a burden on someone, and I would never want someone to be a burden on me. Like it doesn't help matters. What's far better is to lead by example and go, look, this is what you do. If you want something, you go after it and you do it for you. And, you know, make sure you're okay and you're happy with yourself first before letting other people dictate what your movements are. So that's kind of just an observation there. The second observation is saying that you can identify things and you know logically what we're saying and you know the terminology. So where are you failing? Because do you have your rules written down so that they're so objective that anyone could read them and understand it? Like, have you got a set of rules?
Yes, I have been building a document for myself, writing things, what it should be, a rule of engagement. Yep. Basically, I feel more comfortable with advanced patterns, Gartley's, okay. BAT, and Cypher. Those I backtest in the past, and I feel comfortable with them. What I was trying to look for is, okay, I was looking for some other define some other rules for the time when market is not in consolidation. I mean, I see as an admire you and Akil when you start to see, okay, this the market is retesting again the structure. Let's wait for this to happen, and then we can enter long or short, and the stop loss will be this much, and this is the level I want to have, so I can I know what to do in one situation of consolidation or not. But I'm still not even with the advanced pattern, I'm getting results. This week, I was mentioned to Akil on a live trading room that I saw an advanced pattern in one pair. I don't remember which one was it. And he mentioned something that he was not convinced on that. And that comment from here, I let that comment affected me. And I didn't enter that trade, so I missed the opportunity. And I said, okay, here it is another problem. I don't have enough self-confidence what I'm doing, not even in the advance, when the market is in consolidation, trading an advanced pattern okay. That I'm more comfortable with.
Right. Here's my observation from what you just said. One, you're asking for opinions for a strategy that you're trading. Two, you are not taking trades because of what someone else says. And three, you don't remember what the strategy was or what the pair was, which means you haven't written it down. So it wasn't like part of your trading system. And four, I would say that you definitely shouldn't be trading without rules of a system that you're happy with. Because I think where you're struggling is you haven't just set out some rules, okay, and then gone through the markets and tested those rules for yourself. Have you done that process?
I mean, I did some backtests on these bat ciphers and garlies, and I have those rules written in a document. But in the other side, in the other condition of the market, where the market is trending bullish or bearish, I don't have any rule. And this is what I was trying to look for on this practice that I mentioned to you. That I have.
If you don't have rules, you don't have hope.
Say again.
If you don't have rules, you don't have a hope. That's it. There can be no situation where you aren't being told what to do by some rules that you've written down previously on a piece of paper. If you're ever in a situation where you don't know the probable outcome or the probability of the outcome, that is going to cause doubt in your mind. It's going to break consistency. You're going to seek approval, and it's just left in the open. For every single moment that you spend analyzing the charts, you're either looking at something based on a set of rules that you've created, or you're building discretion to optimize those rules. There's no other third party part of it. Is that a fair thing to say, by the way, guys? And you can all chip in and you can help and share your insights. What are you guys taking from this? I think this is a great session, by the way. And I really appreciate Raphael being so open and honest and you know, that level of vulnerability really is what's going to move you forward. I think this is a great session. But I think you might have overlooked the fact that trading is nothing other than a set of rules, and there's no right or wrong rule. So you just have to create a rule. I'm not right because I'm a more successful trader. Akil's not right because he's more a successful trader. Having a set of rules is what makes a successful trader, and you have to have a rule. You have to start somewhere. So it's like saying, well, you know, you enter short when the candle looks like this, and then Akil goes, well, I need it to look like this. And you say, well, okay, I don't care. It has to look like this for me. And it doesn't mean that Akil's right. What we're going for is consistency. So Akil has that rule because he has to have that rule to make it the same every single time he does it. You have the rule because you make it the same every time. Yours might be more profitable than his, but you don't know that until you've got the rule and you've tested it and you're trading it live exactly how you've created it. and not letting anyone else change those rules. The moment you change the rules is the moment you break consistency, and consistently profitable trading is all about consistency, funnily enough. So my advice for you is to just really commit to picking a strategy and going and build rules, as many rules as you can. And if there's anything where you think I need to ask Akil, well, that's a rule that's missing in your system. You know, why am I asking Akil? That's the better question to ask. Why do I need to ask someone about this? Because is it because I'm not sure on this or that? Well, what am I not sure about? And why am I not sure about it? And then build a rule around that. That's where rules come from. Now, the most common one is, what do you define as a pullback in a trend? Oh, I don't know, actually. Well, I better make a rule for it. It doesn't mean that it's going to be more profitable than one other way, but it's a rule. Does that make sense? That you can just then consistently test and then go, all right, well, that rule, you know, could be enhanced or it could be changed so that I can squeeze more profit or get higher probability trade. That's it, really. Trading is three things. It's a reward to risk profile, a strike rate, and opportunities, an amount of opportunities. Those three things are really what makes up. Those three things are what's going to change based on the rules that you change. That's it. There's no other outcome. No other outcome at all. So I'm going to be really, really honest and say you need to set some rules up and make sure that you go and test it. Don't trade it. Forget trading money. Please don't trade any money. Don't do any live trading, and just test the system for 2 months, 3 months, and just make sure that you can do that. And then you'll be leaps forward. Otherwise, you're going to keep going on for 6 months, losing money. That's not going to help. Your mentality, your mindset isn't going to help you when you're losing money and you're getting frustrated. Stop trading live, test the system, make sure you've got rules 100%, and then go and do some testing, then go and trade it live. And obviously everyone's here to support you. But the thing is, you don't want to be asking people, is this right? Is this wrong? Because you know by now, you've been doing this since 2010. You've been around at Trade Empowered. You've been around by, you know what it takes to build a profitable system. I just don't think you're admitting it to yourself.
I told you, but I will not sound as having everything in control as some other people that have.
Mate, this has been one of my favorite sessions. This has been one of my favorite accountability sessions, and I hope you don't think that I'm being an asshole.
No.
I'm being hard.
Not at all.
I just want people to get results, and if anyone can argue with anything that I've said, please do. Please, challenge what I've said. But I try to speak from a place of logic, human psychology, non-negotiable facts that are going to push you forward, because they can't not. So really, really good session. I hope that you go away. I hope this kind of, if nothing, it just gives you a slap around the face a little bit and makes you think, well, man, I deserve this. You get what you tolerate, you get what you put in, and it's up to you to make it work. No one else will care. Your kids won't care if it doesn't work or not. It's just you. It's only eating away at you. So you owe it to yourself to make this work. And you're going to keep taking steps backward if you don't stop now and prove to yourself you can do it.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate your honestly and everybody's support here. There are some comments. Roberto asked me, he said, you have to start listening Jason's podcast. I did that already. That was one of my tasks to complete in 2020. And I'm just weekly checking when the new podcast is published. Roberto asked me, how is your progress in the courses? Because I could afford to register on this community this year, just at the end of February. I said, okay, I will go again back to the basics. So I'm starting from scratch, checking all courses at the moment. I am in the cornerstone. Just started this week.
Right, great.
So, Naomi said, are you currently strategy successful, the bad and the safer? When I did my back testing, yes, Naomi, it was successful, I mean, in numbers, but then it comes this emotional or mental influence that is affecting me. Okay, should I take this? What if it go again? Losing trade, no. But that person said that it doesn't look good for him. And you know, that yeah. part of the subjectivity came to play against me. But yeah. we're spending more time on those and see what other comments I want to. Roberto, you are back testing, but you have to finalize the course. Yeah. The point is, Roberto, what I was back testing, because this is my third or fourth time that I'm jumping again to start from the basics. So four times I have been going basics, understanding, testing, analyzing, and back testing, and said, something is not working. Let me go back again from the beginning. That's why I mentioned that I was back testing something, and I'm just in the cornerstone course on this tier one trade.
Right. Well, listen, man, get with it. You owe it to yourself. Don't worry about trading strategies. Build a strategy, build some rules, go and test it, commit to just practicing it for a month, 2 months, whatever it is, and prove to yourself that you can get consistent results. It doesn't even matter if it's losing, right? It's just consistency that you can say with 100% hand on heart, I did that exactly the same way on every trade, and then see how you feel. And I promise you, it will make a dramatic difference, because you won't care what other people are looking at or what they think. So do that. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're getting on. And if you're stuck, reach out in the community for sure. Everyone's watched this now. So the recording is going live in the platform after this. People will watch this. Lots of people will see where you're at and what you're struggling with. So everyone's invested in your journey. I'm really invested in it. I want to see you turn this around. So great session. Thanks for coming on, Raf. And I appreciate the vulnerability there as well. Amazing. Good to talk to you.
Hey guys, if you're interested in taking part in one of our accountability sessions, they happen every single Friday on the platform. They're available with your 14-day trial as well. So if you're thinking about taking advantage of the 14-day trial membership on the Tier 1 trading platform, make sure you spend two of those 14 days, right? Two of those Fridays checking out our accountability sessions, or of course, checking out the archives. I think you can learn a massive amount, not just learning from two great coaches like Jason and myself, but also learning from traders who are in the same boat as you are. So check it out and enjoy.